It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's Wednesday, hump day. Woohoo. Megan just put on some makeup, too, which is exciting.
Thank you for telling everyone that, because I'm sure everyone really cares.
I don't know what the special occasion was. No, I'm just excited that, whatever. Hey, listen, coming up here in just a minute, we're going to give away our Nintendo Switch to Brittany Pitts, who donated brunch. We were able to auction that off, by the way, for $675 for Kay's kids, which is awesome.
Yay.
Also, this is really cool. Megan was doing this story just a minute ago about, what's his name? George Clooney.
Yes.
And Amal Clooney.
Yeah.
And how they're now sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Apparently, yeah. But it doesn't have to do with them arguing. I guess it's because she's so far along in her pregnancy and she's getting really just annoyed with him because he snores too much.
Yeah, that seems to be a thing. Like, as soon as a woman gets pregnant or when, you know, she's getting closer and closer to getting the baby, she becomes really annoyed with her husband.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, and it pretty much remains well after the birth and into like the first decade or two of the child's life.
Probably a little bit before she gets pregnant too, I'm not going to lie.
I remember, I don't know what it was exactly, but I remember we had a guest bedroom when my son was being born. And I remember spending a lot of time in that guest bedroom.
Why? Because she kicked you out?
I think it was after he was born, though, because she couldn't sleep or she had to keep waking him up. And every now and then she just slammed the door open and say, hey, will you go and feed this kid for me? Thanks. But there were times, I think, when a woman gets pregnant that she needs alone time or she needs a guy to go away.
I was wondering if that's a thing because they're blaming it on the pregnancy. They're not like arguing or anything. She just needs some space. And he snores, which I guess is keeping her up.
Well, because he drinks all that tequila he makes.
He drinks all the tequila, yeah.
He owns a tequila company.
I know.
So I imagine, yes, he's drinking a lot of tequila. And snoring is definitely another issue that happens. When you get married, here's what happens. Typically, everything's all hunky-dory. But then the woman gets pregnant, the man starts to snore, and that's when things kind of go south.
Oh, my God. It's already happening, the snoring part for me. It's just the worst.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know where this came from. Well, snoring sucks. It wakes me up.
Why don't women snore as much as men? I mean, you know, women sometimes snore.
I probably do. I'm my mom does, so I know it's probably genetic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming I'm going to snore sooner or later. But not to the point where it wakes somebody up out of their dead sleep, I would think.
Yeah. My wife one time, she took video of me snoring because it was so loud. She was like, I want it. And, you know, you can hear her. There's like a dark room, but the next morning she played it for me. And you hear her basically dictating what's going on. She's like... I'm recording this video because I knew you wouldn't understand how loud you were snoring. And then you hear me in the background go.
Does she wake you up? Like,
no,
she
just videotaped me. She goes, see, this is what woke me up. And I'm talking and you're still sleeping. And then you hear me go. And then I got, you know, then I almost lose my breath. And I think I jolted awake or whatever.
That's the worst.
Yeah. She wanted video proof, though.
It's very, very smart. I'm going to have to do that.
340-9595. Don't do that to your boyfriend because he'll take your phone and smash it against the wall.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will. Or your head, one or the other. 340-9595. Oh, ladies, when you were pregnant, did you kick your husband? Could you just not take it anymore? It's like, there's not enough room for the three of us in this bed. We should maybe get like an OBGYN on the phone to find out why pregnant women hate their husbands. 340-9595. Even George Clooney. George Clooney, like the best looking, most attractive, most desired man in the entire world. His wife kicked him out of bed because she's pregnant and he snores.
It's true.
So now they're sleeping in separate rooms. 340-9595. Yessie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, Yessie. How are you?
Great.
Did you kick your husband out of bed when you were pregnant?
Never.
Never?
Never. And I was pregnant with twins.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, interesting.
There were four of you in that. Did he snore? Was he? You didn't ever find him annoying? You just kind of...
He was annoying, yes. Wanted to cuddle.
Oh, that's the worst.
That really is, especially when you're trying to sleep.
No, yeah,
get
women
off
hate
me.
That.
Well, don't get me wrong, but you have a pregnant woman in bed, twins, and the twins are crawling up your esophagus, basically, so you can't sleep laying down.
Yeah.
And he wants to cuddle, so the heat and all that does not help. Yes, I kind of wanted to kick him out of the bed, but I always felt like if I kick him out of the bed, he will never come back.
Oh, wow. That's... Well, that's true. Well, hopefully he would have.
So that's the trick.
No, I guess. Well, listen, how's everybody now? Everyone's sleeping? You don't still have twins in your esophagus, do you?
Definitely not.
Oh, okay, good.
I have 18-year-old twins, so they're good. They're great. So
Oh, that was 18 years. Okay, good. Well, listen, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. Yeah, that's the other thing is the cuddling. Women are like, you guys are like all or nothing with the cuddling. It's either you want to cuddle now forever or you like don't. That's the last thing on your mind.
Yeah, I'm not really like a cuddler. Yeah. Like, I don't like to feel like I'm constricted or else I like freak out.
How did you ever get a boyfriend? I'm wondering.
I don't really know.
By the way, we're very excited to have with us Brittany Pitts. Brittany, who are you?
I am a mom.
Yeah.
Work full time
for
good. A real estate company.
And what did you do recently that got us really excited?
I won the Switch.
She won the Nintendo Switch. Yay! Yeah. But I like that the first thing you thought of was being a mom. That's very sweet.
And I did kick out the father. So
you kicked out your husband?
Well, yeah, I kicked him out of the bed.
When you were pregnant.
Yes, of course. He snored very loudly. So I was laughing when y'all were talking about it. I was like, definitely did that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That must be a common thing.
How many kids do you have?
Just one, and one and done.
Oh, it was like so bad. You're like, that's it.
Yeah, I can't keep up. He's kind of evil. I admit
your kid
it.
Or your husband?
Both, yeah.
Well, maybe they don't deserve a Nintendo Switch. Maybe you should keep it for yourself.
I might.
So Brittany, now do you do brunch professionally? Is this like a thing for you or is this just a hobby?
I do. It's a hobby. Okay. I do it for family, friends, and we do it for Christmas. This is like our
That's
new
great.
Tradition.
That's
so
cool.
It's kind of thing that popped up in my head when y'all were doing the contest.
Well, we switched, Brittany, the Nintendo Switch for brunch, and then we auctioned that off, and we got $675. For Kay's kids.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and
cool.
We already got the money. They already paid.
Yeah.
That's always nice, too.
It's so great.
So we're going to put you guys. But you said you boosted the brunch game a little bit since yesterday.
Once you stepped up your game, I felt like I needed to do my part. So it's going to be sponsored by real estate agents Tara and Rhea Carroll. And they're also going to have gift cards for raffle during the brunch.
What?
And we have Lakeshore Bar. Giving a gift card.
Wow.
And it's very exciting. So I definitely put my feelers out and started asking around for just different fun prizes to give away, and we'll have little treats, so it's going to be a good
That's
time.
That's so great.
Hey, do you by any chance need a job? Because, I mean, we have trouble forgetting. You did more in like a week than we've been able to do in a month.
Hey,
you got like
offer.
Gift cards to give away. That's cool.
It's true.
Well, listen, Brittany, here, we want to give you, this is your Nintendo
Yay!
Switch, which we wanted to give you. There you are.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Is that going to your son or your husband or both?
It's going to go to me, or I might give it to my nephew.
You might give it to your nephew.
I might. I haven't decided.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Okay, yeah. I mean, you need, you deserve
time.
It.
I have time.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to stare at it.
Yeah. It's very difficult to get. You're probably the only person. In fact, I would be careful walking to my car with that. We may have
your
Justin escort
your parking lot is a little scary coming up.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, I don't think I'm in the right place.
No,
maybe
I
need to run away.
We're really back there.
Yeah. You should do it in the pitch black dark at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And there's also geese that are really angry. That's
and
what I'm
there's
really
pigs.
Scared. Yeah.
There really are.
Pigs.
Wild
yeah.
hogs.
I've seen them.
I need bacon for the brunch.
Brittany, thank you again so much. And congratulations.
You.
And enjoy your Switch.
And thank you, Mom and Dad, for birthing me.
Right, thanks, Mom and Dad, because if you didn't birth her, we wouldn't have a brunch.
It's true.
Yay, the Brittany
Pitts!
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.